Amateur Presentation.
Hi, Robbie. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I'm sure you've been asked this 100 times already and probably will be asked thousands more about why the monkey in terms of the performance. But what I wanted to ask you was, what was your initial reaction to the motion capture design by Weta? And how did Jono Davies' physical performance make you feel when you first saw the film on the big screen?
Well, just hello, by the way.
Hi.
Taking the time. It's a very visceral response. And the response is excitement and, you know, seeing the magic and understanding the magic. Now, what I'm confused about is why people that haven't seen the movie are confused about the choice. I'm also happy that it's caused so much chatter. Obviously, that works in favor for me, and it also works in favor for the film, which Jono Davies has done an incredible job, and he's a wonderful man. He has a beautiful arse too, much better than my arse. And so it's also confusing, the magic of the movies, because I don't know which bit's me, which bit's him, which bit's his voice, which bit's my voice. And I don't care to know. And I don't care to know how it's done, to be honest with you, because, you know, I still want to have Santa be real.
Absolutely. Well, you know, you mentioned the confusion with the audience. Has there ever been a movie in your experience that maybe surprised you, that was presented as one thing, or maybe, you know, when you watched it was something else entirely?
Can you give me an example of something that's happened for you?
You know what? A film called Possession with Isabella Ajani from 1982 was a film that I thought was kind of a straight up horror movie, but became something a little bit different as it progressed in its narrative. And that was something that took me by surprise when I watched it as a kid renting horror movies at Blockbuster. That was something that I thought about.
I mean, I didn't know what to expect from Nope.
Yes.
Yes. You know, I love aliens. I love UFOs. I love the paranormal. It's my thing. But I wasn't expecting the movie Nope to be tonally the way that it was. And I'm glad that I didn't expect it to be that. And it surprised me.
Another thing that surprised me about Better Man, not only was it entertaining, but there's an emotional core to this movie that hit me in a way that I think a lot of people might not expected to. And I wanted to ask you what it was like to see your nan again on screen, portrayed by a poignant and protective Alison Steadman. Was there ever a scene that resonated through the performance that she gave, or how Michael Gracie presented certain aspects?
So I've seen the scenes as they've been made, and they weren't stitched together. So I have had my very emotional moment, you know, grieving for my grandmother and being happy that she's been represented in such a majestical and honest way. She is my version of unconditional love. And so by the time I came to see the film, I was grieving and crying about other bits that I hadn't seen before, you know, and also I have to sort of go into each screening with people going, okay, we've seen these bits before. We don't have to break down and cry. And then sometimes I break down and cry and it feels like it'll never end. And then sometimes I just narcissistically sit there going, I know, I'm great, aren't I?
Well, this has been a great conversation, and I really appreciate you sharing that about your nan, because that really impacted me, just as not only as a moviegoer, but having lost a grandparent last year, I really resonated with that. So thank you so much for your time, Robbie, and congratulations on the film.
God bless you, mate. Be well.
You too. Bye. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Eric. How are you going?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I really appreciate it. Something that I was thinking a lot about after watching the film at the Toronto International Film Festival is that there's not a lot of movies within the musical biopic arena that are so honest in terms of the depiction of characters, of the performer. The only other movie I could think of recently was Rocket Man, which you're an executive producer on as well. So I wanted to ask you, What were your initial thoughts on Robbie Williams' candid conversation and the voiceovers that you recorded at his place in LA in those studio sessions?
I mean, I think it's two things. I think Rob, by his nature, is an oversharer. Even when he does, you know, interviews on TV shows, I'm sure his management must sit there just going, like, who knows what the guy is going to say. But the other thing is, Rob was very insistent on it being the authentic version of his life. And I think that is for the very reason that you point out, that I think an audience, you know, they're a bit sick of the sanitized versions, the watered down versions of musical biopics, you know. And I think it's really the strength of the film, because I think it's a real emotional roller coaster. It really does go to those depths, and it really takes you to those highs. And I think you feel it so much more because of it. You know, I think you're emotionally more engaged. You don't feel like you're being spoken down to by the film itself. And it's inviting you in to a real, the truth is, we all have those dark places. We all do those things we're ashamed of, where we've all said things that we regret. And so the fact that Rob's willing to put all of that up on the screen is, you know, to me, that's the strength of the film.
It's very human and empathetic, and you can relate to, you know, Robbie Williams as a human being in those aspects. And I was curious to ask you about those voiceovers as well. How much of it was used for the film, and how much did you have to change narratively speaking?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it was from those original recording sessions in LA. The best ones are. And then we had to write our way in and out of some situations. But they were really hard to record, because it's the difference between just a natural conversation happening or having a scripted conversation and being told you have to say it here and it has to be said over these amount of seconds. You like it all of a sudden, and it just feels forced.
Absolutely. And all of this feels like him. It feels very naturalistic to who he is as a person.
Yeah. And then the conversation's very casual. It feels like someone talking to one of their mates, you know. Because it was never done as a performance, you know, it was never done. Those recordings were never meant to see the light of day. I mean, originally when I did those recordings, I said to him jokingly, like, these are probably going to be for you to listen to in a nursing home one day.
Yeah. And on that note, I have to wrap with you, but thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, Michael, and I really love the movie. And again, just the candor of that voiceover is incredible.
Thank you so much. Great to meet you.
Thanks. Bye.
Cheers.